And I remember once I, when I joined AIR, I had a critic come up to me and say, "Well, you shouldn't be in that gallery. You're much better than just being a woman artist." And then there's another known, very well-known critic, highly respected, that I think it was my first review in the Times, which called my work trite diaries compared to the truly expansive paintings of so and so. And I had to learn to take criticism with a grain of salt. You know, you just have to do what you're intending to do, and you know, you do what you have to, and the results, you're not responsible for the results or how people react. You know what your intention is. You hope you get your intention across to the viewer, and you hope you share your experiences with the viewer through this vehicle, but you never know.